how we spend our days, daily life of a Muslim. How we spend our days, daily life of a Muslim. How we spend our days, daily life of a Muslim.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَا نُورَ اللَّهِ. Welcome back, dear viewers. Once again, as we promised yesterday, mashallah, you are watching the program called The Daily Life of a Muslim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. This is the daily life of a Muslim, that every day a true Muslim learns something that he did not know. To get started, let's listen to this beautiful hadith of our Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever two Muslims meet and greet each other for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when they do so, and when they separate, before their separation, as they recite durood upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when shaking and meeting each other, Allah azza wa jal shall forgive their past and future sins through the blessings of reciting durood as they meet and greet each other for the love and pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear viewers of Madini channel, before we go any further into our discussion with regards to ethics of speaking, mannerism of speaking, one very important thing, dear viewers, whether big or small, whether rich or poor, we should first learn to have control over the voice as we speak. Whether a person should raise his voice and speak, whether he should have a low pitch, what level of voice should you have during a conversation? This itself shall determine whether that conversation would go sour or whether it will come better, dear viewers of Madini channel. Subhanallah. Now, in the Holy Quran, in Surah Luqman, in verse number 19, He Azza wa Jalla says very beautifully,
وَغُدُدْ مِن صَوْتِكَ إِنَّ أَنْكَرَ الْأَصْوَاتِ لَصَوْتُ الْحَمِيرِ.
And lower your voice to some extent. Indeed, the worst voice among the voices is the braying of a donkey. Now, here Allah Azza wa Jalla has used the example of a donkey, dear viewers of Madini channel. Regarding this verse in the commentary of the Holy Quran, a great commentator of the Holy Quran by the name of Mufti Na'imuddin Muradabadi rahmatullahi ta'ala, he has written, making a noise and raising the voice a dislike and undesirable. How many people out there, jab baat karte to, chilla chilla karke baat. They scream above their voices and scream and talk. It's disliked and undesirable. And there is no excellence in this as well. Even when people laugh with qahqaha, tabassum and a smile is out of the books. If they would laugh, they would have to laugh so aloud that people around the area in the neighborhood could even hear them laughing. May Allah forgive us. The braying of a donkey, despite being loud, is disliked and horrible. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam liked speaking in a soft tone, and he sallallahu alaihi wasallam would dislike speaking in a harsh and heavy tone. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, when you hear the crowing of a rooster, supplicate to Allah azza wa jalla for his grace, because it sees angels. The rooster sees angels. Allahu Akbar. And when you hear the braying of a donkey, then what should you do? Seek refuge with Allah azza wa jalla, because why? He sees the devil, shaitan. Sometimes we may not know when the person is upset or when he is good, because in his conversation, he always expresses that he's upset. In Islam, everything within the limits. Even if you talk, talk within the limit. If your voice, you want to know at what level and what pitch should I keep my voice, even that should be moderate, dear viewers. Whereas the person who's listening to you shouldn't have to block his ears, nor does he have to come too close to you to listen. Even if a person sneezes, he coughs, anything he does, dear viewers of Madini channel, it should be monitored very well. Hazrat Sayyidina Allama Ismail Haqqi rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali has further written regarding the blessed verse that we have recited regarding the donkey, dear viewers. He says, the matter of sneezing also becomes clear, that sneezing aloud is also disliked in Islam. That is why the order is that one should try and sneeze in a lower voice if possible. Try and control the sneeze if it's possible, so that you do not have to sneeze so aloud that others can hear. Yes, it may not be in your control, but try to, dear viewers of Madini channel. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, sneezing aloud is from shaitan. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to dislike sneezing aloud in the masjid, whereas we have people who could be sneezing loudly in the masjid. This is also disliked, dear viewers. So another way to avoid pitfall during communication, dear viewers, to avoid any argumentation, to avoid any matter that could escalate the conversation into another level where you would not even want it to see yourself into, is to not display expressions of disgust on your face, especially with parents. Bacche jab maa baap se baat karein, aur agar koi is tarah ki baat ho ki wo bachcha nahi kar paata hai, to is tarah ki shakal na banaye. He should not make his shakal and his face display such expressions on his face that could cause disgust to his parents. Wo naraz ho jaye ya gussa kare us pe. As Allah Azza wa Jalla in Surah Luqman has stated, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
وَلَا تُصَعِّرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ.
And do not make your cheek crooked in arrogance while talking to anyone. Allahu Akbar. Now regarding this verse again, Na'imuddin Muradabadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, do not adopt the way of the arrogant people. What was their way? When people are speaking, turn faces away from them while considering them to be useless. Ki ye kuch nahi hai. You don't give them any importance. That could also cause some sort of difficulty in your conversation. The body language is very important, dear viewers of Madini Channel. In fact, Ismail Haqqi rahmatullahi ta'ala has written in Tafsir Ruhul Bayan, keep your entire face towards the people at the time of greeting, speaking and meeting as a form of inkisari and ajzi and humility. Allahu Akbar. Do not turn your face away from them, nor should you cover any part of it, as it is the habit of the ignorant people, the juhala, the ignorant people, that they look at people while with contempt and look at the poor with ghussa and anger, whereas the rich who have money and wealth with contempt. So in fact, both the rich and the poor should be equal to you in terms of being treated well, dear viewers, because we are Muslims and this is what Islam has taught us, subhanallah. The beautiful religion of Islam has taught us. So there are many, many ways of looking at the style of Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have so many ahadith. We have the entire Sirat Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to study and get closer in terms of love and affection, as well as in terms of following his sunnah. I am not saying this. In fact, in Abu Dawood, Hazrat Sayyidatana Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu anha has said that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to speak clearly. Every listener would understand his blessed wording. The servant of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anha, has narrated that when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said anything, he would repeat it three times so that it could be understood. Repeating the word three times, it means while stating the ruling, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would repeat each ruling three times so that it would be instilled in the minds of people. Here, it does not mean the repetition of every point three times, but the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would repeat each ruling three times, not word, each mas'ala thrice, so that wo mas'ala logo ke dil aur dimag mein baith jaye. This was the blessed jama'at and the mubarak jama'at of the sahaba. Aur usi tarah woh ahadith aur woh baatein hum tak pahunchi hai. Fortunately, dear viewers of Madini Channel, we assume that we have went to school, we have finished a few grades, and then we can speak the way we feel like we can speak. Even in my conversation, even in your conversation, sometimes certain words are repeated over and again to make sure that these words are instilled in the heart of the brother. And there's no stone unturned, there's no confusion left behind. Why? Because we are avoiding pitfalls during communications. Avoiding those arguments that could lead to divorces, that could lead to separation from your loved ones. Because during these conversations, murders happen. During such conversations, accusations take place. Hearts are broken. Slandering goes on. So on and so forth. Have we not seen families being completely destroyed because of such communications, or at least not being in communication for the next 10-15 years thereafter? Daso saal guzar chuke honge, baat cheet nahi kar rahe hain ek jhagde ke wajah se. Us ek jhagde se bachne ke liye agar humne pehle hi se sikha hota ki hamare pyare aqa ka andaaz kya hai, to aaj hame ye nubat nahi aati. Let's speak about the blessed habit of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would speak with pauses. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not speak very fast. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would speak so clear and distinct that the listeners used to understand and memorize each word of the beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if there was an important point, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sometimes repeat that sentence three times. As we just mentioned, if it's a mas'ala, any ruling, then that ruling will be mentioned thrice, dear viewers of Madani Channel, so that the listeners would properly instill it in their minds. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would never speak unnecessarily. Rather, our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would often remain silent, yet he is the master. Everyone would gather around him to see and hear what he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says. But he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was granted the miracle of being Jami'ul Kalimat. May Allah azza wa jalla make us follow the pure teachings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His andaz, his way. Remember, his one smile will bring people into Islam. Sometimes his blessed words, just few words, would open the heart of even the hardest of people and they would embrace Islam. It was just his andaz and his way, and if only we could adopt that. So dear viewers, coming back to our discussion, alhamdulillah, there are two things which lead to the hell the most. It is immensely necessary to keep the tongue under control. Number one, there are countless people who will enter hell only because of their tongues, according to the hadith. Hadrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu has said that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, what action would lead people to paradise most? The beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, it is piety, it is taqwa and good manners. And then it was asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what will admit people into hell the most? The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, two things, the mouth and the genitals. Allah Kareem, protect us, dear viewers. This hadith is Ibn Majah. So who is that paradise dweller? Ye bada acha sawal hai. Who is that paradise dweller? Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whomever Allah Almighty saved from the evil of that which is between his jaws and legs will enter paradise. Kya baat hai Madini ki. This hadith can be found in Tirmidhi Sharif as well. So you know yourself better. If you can protect your mouth, that thing which is between the jaws is your tongue, meaning protecting your tongue, and protecting that between your legs means our genitals. May Allah Kareem save us from the tricks of fornication, save us from the tricks of the carnal desires, the devil, the shaitan, who wants us to commit the evil actions in order for Allah Azza wa Jalla to shower his anger and wrath upon us. May we seek Allah's pardon and forgiveness, dear viewers of Madani Channel. There's guaranteed paradise for whoever safeguards his mouth and private parts. Hadrat Sayyidina Sahal bin Sa'ad radiallahu anhu has stated that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever gives me the guarantee of the things between his jaws and legs, I give him the guarantee of paradise as well. Allahu Akbar. And now this hadith is in Sahih al-Bukhari. What a promise by the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Can't we give this much guarantee to avoid arguments? Husbands out there who fight with their wives, wife out there who can't control either. And when the husbands say a few words, they would also snap and give back, vice versa. The fact is that it's not about who's right and who's wrong. The point is that even if you are right, can I step back from my conversation and not have any argumentation whatsoever? Allahu Akbar. It means that there is a promise of paradise for safeguarding the mouth and private parts from the things prohibited by Sharia. Allah will admit you into Jannah if you could take these two things in your control, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Kareem protect us. May Allah Kareem pardon our sins. Alhamdulillah. And dear viewers of Madani Channel, now let's understand the 8 Madani pearls regarding good speaking. Ki banda baat kare to kis tarah achhe se baat kare. Number one, firstly, people who don't have the habit of having a happy face during the conversation. This is a very big mistake, and this could actually cause the next person to feel as if you're either not listening to him, either you're not interested in what he's saying, or either you're not happy with what he has said. Sometimes it shows that a person could be irritated or jealous of what the person has achieved or what he's saying because of not smiling, because of not showing a happy face, dear viewers. So it is a sunnah. Sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when you speak, you should smile. While speaking, maintain an affectionate tone with children and a respectable or respectful one with elders, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Ye bahut ahem hai ki bachche hain to unse kis tarah baat karni hai, bade hain to wo unse kis tarah baat karni hai. If Allah azza wa jalla wills, you will be respected by both. Even the small and the big, both will respect you. Why? Because when you were kids, you got to speak like them. When you were adults, you got to speak like them, dear viewers. Furthermore, it is stated that it is not a sunnah to speak in a shouting manner. Anybody who has the habit or has developed the habit of shouting and speaking, swearing and yelling and speaking, یہ بالکل غلط بات ہے. اللہ کریم ہمیں توبہ کی توفیق عطا فرمائے. جب بات کرے تو سنجیدگی کے ساتھ بات کرے, ان اے ویری لو پچ, ان اے ویری لو ٹون, ان اے ویری آڈیبل وائس دیٹ دی پرسن دیٹ یو آر ٹاکنگ ٹو کین آلسو ہیئر یو, بٹ وداؤٹ شاؤٹنگ اینڈ اسکریمنگ اینڈ یلنگ. دس از ویری ویری امپورٹنٹ انشاء اللہ عز و جل. فردر مور ڈیئر ویورز, اٹ از مینشنڈ اٹ از ناٹ کریکٹ ٹو گیو اے کلپ آن دا نیکسٹ پرسنز ہینڈ وائل اسپیکنگ, ایز دس از اے ویری فیمس ہیبٹ ان مینی کنٹریز ان دا گلوب. ایز وی اسپیک وی سے واہ, اینڈ اے پرسن ود دین گیو اے ہائی فائیو. استغفر اللہ. ریممبر ڈیئر ویورز آف مدنی چینل, اٹ از ناٹ این ایکشن آف اے سولائز نیشن. تو ہمیں اس طرح نہیں کرنا چاہیے. دیز آر ناٹ گڈ تھنگز ڈیورنگ کنورسیشن, اینڈ وین دے ہیپن اٹ مینس اے پرسن ڈز ناٹ نو دا مینرزم آف کمیونیکیشن, ہی ڈز ناٹ نو دا ایتھکس آف کمیونیکیشن. ویری 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 امپورٹنٹ, یعنی یور اسپیچ از دا کی ٹو اوپن دا لاک دیٹ یو وانٹ ٹو اوپن ٹو یور ویورز. اے سیلس پرسن, ہی سیلز ہز پروڈکٹ ٹو ہز ٹنگ, اینڈ ہی میکس اے پرسن ان فرنٹ پرچیز واٹ ہی از ٹرائنگ ٹو سیل. سو وین وی گو بیک ٹو یور ویورز, اینڈ وین یو اوپن وی انڈرسٹینڈ وائل کمیونیکیٹنگ, ریپیٹڈلی اسکریچنگ دا نوز بفور ادرز, انسرٹنگ دا فنگر ان ٹو دا نوز اور ایئرز, یو نو اسپٹنگ آن دا فلور, دس از سو ان ایتھیکل ڈیئر ویورز, ڈیورنگ اے کنورسیشن, اینڈ اسپیشلی اف دس از ڈن فرنٹ آف دا علماء. مے اللہ فربد, مے اللہ فرگیو. سو اٹس ویری فلتھی اینڈ ڈرٹی ہیبٹ ٹو پٹ انسرٹ دا فنگرز ان ٹو دا نوز اینڈ ماؤتھ اینڈ اسپٹنگ, ریموونگ ڈرٹ فرام دا باڈی اینڈ ٹچنگ اور اسکریچنگ دا پرائیویٹ, you know, genitals, the areas, is not a good thing. These things should not be done unnecessarily, even dear viewers, leave alone public, in private as well. Yani agar banda private room mein bhi ho to koshish ye karni chahiye ki hum is tarah ka kaam na kare, lekin agar zarurat ho zara is baat hai, you need to move that which is worrying and disturbing you. Furthermore, dear viewers, as long as the other person is speaking, we should avoid looking here and there and listen calmly and without diverting our attention and making him feel, you know what, you are speaking and we are not listening to you. This is also against mannerism of speaking. We should not speak in the middle either, as interrupting someone is against the etiquette. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would never interrupt any person when he would speak. However, if someone was about to cross a limit, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would stop him, or either the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would leave that place. Kya baat hai Madinah ki? This is the unique, unmatched andaz of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that many people can't keep up to. Jiha, it is a special gift for a person to control the level of his speech, his anger. Because when you're angry, the first thing that you can never control is your tongue. You would break through the 32 soldiers and the two gates and you would say what you want to say, because anger is such, it would lead you and drive you to that extent. But when you have control over your carnal desires, when you have control over your nafs, when you suppress yourself for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, then those words would never have any effect on your heart. Rather, you would smile to the one who shouts and swears. Why? Because you understand that this is the unique andaz and style of Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These Madani pearls are here from the blessed seerah. Jiha, from the blessed seerah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another important thing, during our conversation, people love to imitate, people to do the mimic of some person. This is not a very good thing to do, dear viewers of Madinah channel. Furthermore, dear viewers, speaking excessively and laughing loudly while speaking cause the honor to be reduced of a person. The dignity and honor will be reduced when a person has the habit of excessively laughing. And how is the brain of a donkey disliked by Allah Azza wa Jalla? We have covered that aspect. Once again, we are reminding you, dear viewers, people who speak so loud that even 3-4 houses away, people already know what conversation is happening. May Allah forgive us and may Allah have mercy on our sins. It is never beneficial for people of dignity to speak in that way, dear viewers of Madinah channel. Remember, Luqman Hakim, who was a very famous Hakim and a philosopher, somebody asked him, how did you achieve this position and rank, O Luqman Hakim? Rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali. He replied, by speaking the truth, fulfilling the trust, and quitting useless things. Quitting useless things, useless conversations. I have done 3 things to be successful and to be where I am today. Subhanallah. Who says this? Luqman Hakim, Imam of his time, Imam Ghazali, Rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, had said, the thing that is said before anyone is considered scolding and humiliating, and the thing that is said to reform some person in private is considered affection and a piece of advice. Allahu Akbar. So the thing that is said to some person in order to reform him before anybody, meaning in public if you have done it, it is considered scolding him and humiliating him. Agarche aapne sach baat kahi ho. Another very big problem we have in society, that we see trustees of masajid, musallis of masajid, committee of masajid are found rectifying the imam sahab or muazzin sahab publicly. Your niyat is good. Your intentions are so good. But doing this means you have tried humiliating the man. You have caused hardships for him. Whereas Imam Ghazali says, rectifying and reforming some person in privacy means you have affection for that person. You have love for that person. And this is the best piece of advice you could have given him. Allahu Akbar. So four things lead to four things, dear viewers. Silence leads to safety. Good deeds leads to nobility. Generosity leads to leadership. And gratitude to an increase in the bounty, dear viewers. May Allah Kareem grant us barakah and blessings in our sustenance. May Allah grant us barakah in our tongue, in our speech. May we have asr and power and ability in our tongues that when we speak, it is felt, it is heard. May Allah Azza wa Jalla allow the impact of these bayanat and speech to remain in the heart for a long while to come. Until next time, stay good, be good, do good. Wherever you are, dear viewers, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, keep watching the programs on your Madani channel. Please keep on listening to these kalams and naats, which will, of course, rejuvenate our spirits, our iman, and make us follow the pure teachings and sunnahs of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's control this tongue, dear viewers. Let's put a stop to it. For many people, when it opens and when it starts to speak, it curses. It makes baddu'a. Allahu Akbar. We don't know every time the sun is risen in the morning. We don't know that day brings about difficulties for so many people because of their tongue. They put themselves into their own difficulties, after which they are unable to come out. So, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, most definitely, dear viewers, these Madani pearls will assist and help us to become better, and we can avoid pitfalls of communication skills, inshallah, zawajalla, and we can then, of course, practice this according to the sunnat and seerat of Mustafa Jani Rahmat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Kareem forgive our sins. Let's smile. Make Allah Kareem grant us the tawfiq and ability to practice upon these little Madani pearls that we have learned today. And may Allah Kareem make it easy for all the viewers out there. It is the last 10 days of Ramadan al-Kareem, dear viewers. Keep making dua abundantly in the barakah of Allah Azza wa Jal. And since we are going to come back again, inshallah, stay tuned to Madani channel. Keep watching the upcoming programs of Madani channel and keep making dua for Amir Ahl Sunnat and for all the departments of your very own Da'wat Islami. Ameen bijahi an-nabiy al-amin sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
How we spend our days, daily life of a Muslim. How we spend our days, daily life of a Muslim. How we spend our days, daily life of a Muslim.